The next question is on spinning your memory impressions. It says, is the spin the object visualization an object that is present in the previous visualization, or is it after that? And the answer is that you can use any time you get any kind of memory impression at all, which is stable and strong enough that you can frame it. You can put, imagine that there is a picture frame around it, and it stays in your awareness long enough that it doesn't just flit in and out of existence. That you can frame it, and the next thing you do is to imagine that it's spinning. Create the feeling of like torque on the object so that it starts to spin. And that will help to stabilize it without it just vanishing on you again. You can use that any time at all that you want, whether it's in the OBE itself or when you're just right on the edge of having memory impressions. Anytime you get a memory impression that's strong enough that you can frame it and keep it there in your awareness without it vanishing on you, try spinning it. Imagine projecting the feeling of torque on that object, and that'll help to stabilize it. And once you have one memory impression that's starting to stabilize, that will help to attract in more memory impressions, and you develop and build up your memory impressions up to the point where you have such a large amount of information coming into you from whatever non-physical signal that you're focusing on, that it'll almost get to the point where you can't help but to have the OBE.